Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
As Pastor Ren said, in the kingdom of God, it's not a matter of talking, it's a matter of power.
在这个神的国度里面呢，不在于我们讲什么，而在于能力。
If we look at the sun,
当我们看到太阳，
you have a solar energy and it creates everything and everything needed, so it will grow.
我们看到太阳能，完了以后呢，太阳能提供给万物生长的这样一个能力。
The sunshine is power.
啊，就是这个太阳光呢，就提供了我们能量。
And the Bible also says that too, God is the sun and the shade too.
圣经呢也讲到，就是说上帝是我们的太阳，也是我们的。遮阴的地方，荫蔽我们的地方。
So when Anna is sitting in the shade, is still under God's domain.
所以当安娜坐在这个阴凉地里面呢，也是在神的权柄保护之下。
So our faith is with the right hand, we accept the sunshine.
所以我们的信心呢，右手我们接受从神来的阳光。
If the left hand, we accept the darkness.Of life sometimes.
那左手呢？好多时候要拥抱生命里面好多的黑暗的东西。
You cannot accept one without the other. That is how God works in this world.
那我们不可能要一个不要另一个，这是神做事的法则。
Life is tough, but God is good.
那生活好多时候呢不容易，但是呢神是好的。
And the Bible not only talk about God.Is the sun and shade, and he bestows favor and blessings too.
那神不仅仅像阳光一样普照着众人，而且他把众上美上的东西呢赏赐给大家。
So lies all this nature around us. It go from strength to strength, keep growing.
所以呢，他提供一个能量，提供一个能力给这个世界，让它从力量到力量。
Another Bible, we just talk about 84, Psalms 84. God, we dwell in God. That's why we go from strength to strength.
那在圣经刚才讲的呢是诗篇八十四篇，我们住在主里面的人呢，就是力上加力。
Another Bible, Psalm 36:9, also says, "With Him is the fountain of life."
在诗篇三十六篇另一段经文里面讲到，在他里面有生命的源泉。
And in his light, we see light.
在他的光中，我们见光。
In other people's light, we don't see the true light.
在别人的生命里面，我们不一定见到真光。
In our heart, we see only our weakness, we don't see the light.
在我们的心里面，我们好多时候看到我们自己的软弱，我们看不到光。
But in God, it says,The light is shining on us.
在神来讲呢，他的光一直不断在照耀着我们。
The Bible says many times, when we lose hope, God's face will shine on us. It's a blessing.
在圣经里面讲呢，当我们好多时候失去盼望的时候呢，神的光呢就照着我们。
And in Numbers chapter 6, may the Lord's face shine on you.Then you will be blessed.
所以就像在民数记第六章讲到的，就是说愿神用亮光照你，愿你受祝福。
God is shining on you today.
今天呢，神的光就在照着。
See the beautiful sun.
我们看到这美丽的阳光。
Beautiful plants around us.
啊，美丽的植物在。
Without that, they won't grow.
啊，没有阳光，这些植物也没法来成长。
Now that's in the Old Testament.God is always shine on us.
这就是在旧约里面呢，神就像阳光一样，永远普照着我们。
What about in the New Testament?
在新约里面怎么讲呢？
Even more.
那更多。
It means not only we dwell in God in the Old Testament. Now God dwells in us.
那不仅仅在旧约里面，我们住在主里面。今天呢，主住在我们的里面。
And Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world."
那耶稣讲呢，我是世上的光。
If you are remain in me, I will remain in you.
他说你住在我里面，我就住在你的里面。
And in the beginning, that's only the word, Jesus.
那最初的时候，起初只有神的话，就是耶稣。
Jesus is the word.
耶稣就是神的话。
The Bible is a Bible is God's word.
那圣经就是神的话。
No, actually, we believe is the word. Jesus and Bible is the record of Jesus' teaching.
那就是说，圣经呢，其实就是耶稣所讲话的一个记载。
Christian means little Christ.
那基督徒呢，其实就是小基督。
In the Greek original is CHILST is little.
在这个新约希腊文原文里面呢，讲的就是这个小的
Sorry,
小的基督
it's the reverse. T-I-A-N is the little. Christ is the Jesus.
T-I-A-N 就是小的这个 Christ 就是基督。
All of us is the Holy One, is the anointed one, because we are little Christ. God begets God.
我们都成为圣徒圣洁的，因为我们在耶稣基督里面是小的基督。
We are not born of human, we are born of God.
我们不是从人的血气生的，是从神生的。
We are living a life of Trinity.
我们就是活在一个三位一体里面。
And today we are not talking about in that detail, but God wants us to know, when we gather together, we already living in Trinitarian life.
那今天呢，我们不会走到那些细节里面去，但是我们当聚集在一起的时候，我们就活在三位一体的神里面。
It's a blessing，
就是一个祝福。
It's the light among us，
就是神的光在我们的里面。
The world come down， make his dwelling among us，
就是那个话呢，道成了肉身，就匆匆忙忙的住在我们的中间。
So when we are gathering。When Anna is moving,
是当我们聚集在这里，这安娜现在在移动的时候。
Mary is smiling.
那 Mary 在微笑的时候。
Norman is sitting.
Norman 坐在那个地方。
And each of us have the Holy Spirit.
那每一个人都有神的灵在我们的里面。
It's different from other people from the park.
我们今天来这聚在这里，跟在公园里聚集的另外人是不一样的。
Maybe the one over there is a millionaire.
那可能有一个坐在那边的是一个百万富翁。
Or maybe over there is a billionaire.
说不定在那边的是一个亿万富翁。
But you are more blessed than them because we are the children of God.
但是呢，你比他们更有福，因为你是神的儿子。
They are not.
儿女，他们不是。
Bill Gates are not.
Bill Gates 不是。
Jeff Bezos are not.
对 ，Jeff Bezos 也不是。
Jeff Bezos is the CEO of the Amazon.
就是 Amazon 的这个老板呢，也不是。
So you are the children of God, they are not.
是，你是神的孩子，他不是。
You are rich.
你们是非常富有的。
You are famous.
那你也是非常，有名气的。
Why? Because in heaven, everybody know all of you.
那为什么呢？因为你在天上呢，每一个人都认得你。
Also, you are children of light because God begets God, bird begets bird, and a mouse begets mouse.
因为而且你也是神的儿女，因为是老鼠龙生龙，凤生凤，老鼠的儿子会打洞。
That's right, good translation. So just remember, you have the same life as Jesus. You are God's life. We are living.God's life.
那我们今天有耶稣的生命在我们里面，我们活出来的是神的生命。
You all are not human, right? You are not human.
那我们每一个人都不是一般的人。
Because human will die.
那每一个人呢，常人都要死亡。
We will not.
我们不会死亡。
Because God's children will live forever.
那么神允许我们就永远的活着。
The richest man in Hong Kong is Lee Ka Shing. He will not live forever.
那这香港最富有的人李嘉诚，他不会永远活着。
The richest man in the world is not comparable to the least in the heaven.
圣经里面讲呢，就是说世界上最富有的人对一个神国度里面的一个儿女，这没法比的。
Even you are nobody in heaven, you are bigger than the richest man in this world.
就是你虽然在天国里面是最小的，你也比这个世界上最富有的人很更重要。
So inherit the kingdom of God, inherit what co-heir as Jesus.
因为你继承了这个神所有的一切。
So when you're sitting here, children of God has the Holy Spirit inside.
今天呢，你坐在这里的时候呢，你作为神的儿女，你有神的灵在你的里面。
And also Jesus said,
而且
，when
耶稣讲
，one and two or more people gather in my name, I will be among them.
他说，两三个以上的人聚集的时候呢，耶稣那边聚集，我就在你们的中间。
So Jesus is sitting on the back. Do you know that?
那今天呢，耶稣就坐在我们的那面。
Because he promised he will be with us.
因为他应许他和我们同在。
He's in heaven praying for us, but he is in the back too.
那虽然他在天上为我们在祷告，但是他也坐在我们的中间。
Many times the Bible says the Lord give me strength when I'm weak.
圣经里面好多时候讲，当我在软弱的时候，神加给我力量。
And you are the body of Christ.
那你们是神的基督的身体。
Jesus is among you.
那耶稣住在你们的里面。
Many times the disciple and was little bit upset about the situation. Jesus will go among them and say, "Peace be with you guys."
好多时候主的门徒呢，有时候心里面就是有七上八下，但是呢，耶稣就来到他们的中间说：“愿你们平安。”
The door's locked.Jesus go through the door.
门关了，但是呢，耶稣进来了。
Because he's a spirit.
因为他成了灵。
And even tell the blow his Holy Spirit into their life.
而且他向他们吹气，就把圣灵吹到他们的里面。
So Jesus in the back right now.
就是今天耶稣就坐在我们的后面。
We're gonna high five Jesus, high five.
我们要给耶稣基督要 high five.
Finally, the Holy Spirit in you.Jesus right beside you. Now we worshiping God.
所以呢，今天呢，就是基督在我们的中间，圣灵在我们的里面，我们一起来敬拜我们的父。
God is watching when we are worshiping Him. God is watching.
当我们在敬拜的时候呢，神在看着我们。
Because He's happy with His children worshiping Him together.
因为他非常的喜悦，他的众儿女聚在他的跟前，一起来敬拜。
Seeking peace.
在寻求和平。
Bearing with each other's,
大家能够彼此的承受、忍受。我们虽然好多时候都犯一些错误
，we forgive，
我们就学习去宽恕
，rather than complain, we love。
我们不再去比较，但是我们学习去相爱
，we love the unlovable。
我们爱那些不可爱的
，we learn how to love because God is love。
因为我们学习如此相爱，是因为神就是爱。
So when we worship, when we forgive each other, we are like God.
所以当我们来敬拜，当我们彼此宽恕的时候，我们就越来越像神。
So brother and sister, you are living a life of Trinity.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，今天你活就是活在三位一体的神里面。
Even at this moment now,
就现在
the three persons of God is among us.
现在我们的我们神的三位就在我们的中间。
That is amazing because no such group of people.Only God's people can have this life.
那没有任何的团体除了神的儿女有这样的一个荣幸。
And not only that, when you go home, when you pray,
那不仅如此，当你回到家里面祷告的时候
you kneel down,
你跪下
and the Holy Spirit is in you, help you to pray.
那圣灵呢，在你的里面就帮助你来祷告。
Romans chapter 8.
那这个罗马书第八章。
It's talking about the Holy Spirit help us in our prayer and in our and help us to put our hope in Him.
就讲到呢，圣灵呢就在我们的里面帮助我们来祷告。
So when you pray at home, the Holy Spirit with you alone.
那当你在家里面祷告的时候呢，圣灵和你独自在。
And Jesus stand behind you to give you strength.
Because, 耶稣在你的后面给你力量。
Because you have tough time, that's why you pray.
因为他知道你遇到了难处，所以你在祷告。
When Paul says, "Nobody was with me, only God, Jesus, stand beside me, give me strength.
保罗讲到，他说：“当时呢，没有人和我在一起，只有我的主在我的旁边，给我力量。”
In Timothy, he says, "A lot of people desert me."
在提摩太书里面讲的，他说：“很多人离我而去。”
My close worker desert me.
我甚至很亲密的同工也离我而去。
Now I'm alone.
现在我是独自一人。
And only Jesus is stand beside me.
他说：“只有主耶稣站在我的旁边。”
And giving me strength.
加给我力量。
So when you're at home praying, the Holy Spirit in you help you to pray. Jesus right beside you give you the strength.
所以呢，你在家里面祷告的时候呢，圣灵在你的里面就帮你祷告，耶稣在你的旁边加给你力量。
Then you praying to God.
所以你就向着父来祷告。
The Bible said, Psalm 33, God is watching from heaven, watching into your heart.
所以在诗篇133篇讲到，就天上的父呢就看着你，看着你的内心。
Psalm 33 says the God looking down from heaven, looking at you, and know what you are thinking, and consider what you are doing.
所以呢，诗篇三十三篇讲呢，神从天上查看众人，在看有没有敬畏他的人，你在做什么。
You cannot fool God because He knows your heart.
没有一个人可以来骗神，因为神知道每一个人的内心。
So when you are praying at home, the Holy Spirit, Jesus and God, the three persons of God is with you too.
所以呢，当我们在家里面祷告的时候呢，就是我们的耶稣、主耶稣、圣灵、父都在我们一起。
So that's why Christians are the special one.
所以呢。我们基督徒是一特别的一个人群。
In Deuteronomy, talking about we are the treasure of God.
所以在这个神命记里面呢，讲到就是我们是主的这个宝贝。
Jeremiah, you are the beloved of God.
在这个耶利米书讲呢，我们是神所爱的。
Song of Songs says that you are better than life.
在这个雅歌里面讲呢，就是说你比生命更美。
God loves you more than life.
就是深爱你呢，就是爱多过生命。
So remember, we are special people.
所以我们要记得，我们是特别的一个人群。
Peter says we are the royal family.
在这个彼得前后书里面讲的，我们是君中的这个祭司。
The citizen of God.
是天国的子民。
It's not because you chose him, it's because he chose you.
也不是我们选了他，而是他选了我们。
Before the creation of the world too.
就是在创世以前就拣选我们。
That's not by accident we are sitting together.
那今天我们坐在一起并不是偶然的。
Because before the creation of the world, God already chosen you.
所以在这个创世以前，神已经拣选了你。
Not only chosen you to bear fruit too.
不仅仅是拣选你，而且拣选你呢要来结果子。
Not only keep you strong until the end.
那不仅仅是保守你到后最后。
You say no. This is a stronger Christian. This is a weaker Christian. I'm an okay Christian. Then we start to evaluate, criticize each other.
那有时候我们说，他是一个很强的基督徒，这个是个很弱的基督徒，我是一个 OK 的基督徒。
But Jesus has just not.
但是我有时候我们会彼此来论断一下，但是耶稣说你不要来论断。
If you judge, you will be judged.
如果你论断的话呢，人就要来价值你。论断你
judgment can create babies.
所以呢，你一论断的时候呢，就产生了婴孩。
And Anna had 3 or 4 babies. Maybe in the coming year, she may have 10.
所以呢，她的三个孩子呢，现在就是有三个，过几年可说不定有10个孩子。
But judge, I can tell you, Mr. Judgment too. If you keep judging people, you produce babies.
所以呢，我们也不要论断人，论断人呢也会生出孩子来，生出。
Judgment begets judgment。
所以，当我们论断的时候，就生出论断了。
Love begets love。
那爱就生出爱来。
Love makes everything lovable。
那爱呢，让所有的东西都变得可爱。
Judgment makes everything terrible。
那这个论断呢，让所有的东西变得看起来不顺眼。
Be careful。
所以呢，要小心。
That's the Bible say, hey, we encourage, love each other no matter what, because God is love, God forgive.
所以圣经里面讲呢，我们不管发生什么样的事情，我们都要彼此的来宽恕，因为神就是爱。
Jesus, I'm the light, now I'm living among you.
那耶稣呢讲，我是世上的光，我今天住在你的里面。
I love you, regardless.
我爱你呢，我不管任何的情况，我都爱你。
So you must love each other regardless.
所以呢，你们彼此相爱，相爱也是没有条件。
So that's why Jesus say, "I am the light."
所以耶稣讲了，我是世上的光。
He used the "I am" in the Old Testament means "I am" means what? Yahweh.
他用这个旧约里面的“我是”，我是就是这个。耶和华的名字。
Nobody can use it. Nobody dare to use it.
这其实没有人敢用这个名字。
I am means I am who I am. I am what I will be. What I will be means I'm constantly existing. I'm the eternal one.
我是就是自由拥有的意思。我是是的那一位，
so,
是永恒的那一位。
Today the sun is above, but now the Son of God.Who is sun itself shining on you is live among you now, live in you.
我们今天看到阳光在普照，但是神的儿子呢住在我们的里面。
The Old Testament, the sun is shining on you, God's face shining on you. Now, God's face is shining from inside.
那在旧约里面呢讲到这个神的阳光，神的亮面光呢光照着我们，但是今天呢神的光在我们的里面。
Because no longer you but Christ live in you.
那今天我们活着不再是自己，是主耶稣活在我们的里面。
You are under the second person of Christ 164 times in New Testament.
就是说我们在住在主里面呢有这个
164 times. You are in Christ.
我们在主的里面。
Whether you like or not.
不管我们喜欢还是不喜
欢。Whether you read the Bible or know you or not.
不管我们在读圣经还是没有在读圣经。
Christ is in you. That's why the hope of glory.
那是主呢，就说在我们的里面，这就是荣耀的盼望。
Christ is in you. That's why you participate in the Trinitarian life.
不是，可以的，好的。
他已经太烫了，他说不行。
他说不行了是吧？那你放在另外一个地方。你弄一下。不行了是吧？没事没事，继续。
啊，刚刚结束没事。
That's why you are living, participating in the life of God. Be careful.
所以呢，今天呢，我们在分享着神的生命，所以我们要小心。
Be careful what you pray.
所以当我们祷告的时候呢，我们要小心。
Because the more you pray,
因为我们祷告的越多，
the more God's will be done.
所以呢，神的旨意呢就成全更多。
Not your will. You think you pray more, the God's will, your will be done. No, the more you pray, the more God's will be done.
所以呢，不是我们好多时候祷告认为说神就成全我们的想法旨意，但是呢，我们祷告的越多，其实是成全神的旨意。
That's a blessing.
肯定有祝福。
And God always have our best interest in mind.
那当然，神的心里面永远有一个祝福。
So the Bible promise, "I'm the light," means I will shine on you to show you the truth.
就是神呢，就说我要光照你，把这个真理要放在你的心里。
The truth will set you free.
那真理呢，让我们要得自由。
If you hold on to my teaching,
那如果你能够来的这个在住在我的教导里面。
If you don't read the Bible, how do you follow God's teaching?
那如果我们不能够来这个读圣经的话，我们怎么样来跟随主的教导呢？
If you don't read the Bible, understand God's word, how do you know that's from God?
那如果我们不读圣经，我们怎么样知道这是从神而来的话语呢？
So maybe from others, maybe from yourself, or maybe from your friend. It's not from God.
有时好多时候我们听的话是人的话，你朋友的话或者什么的话，但是不是神的话。
And you don't read the Bible, how do you feel this is God wants you to do? My feeling is strong. No, it may be from other people, even Satan.
好多时候我们说不是读圣经的话，觉得我们怎么知道这是神的心意呢？好多时候我们觉得感动很强烈，好多时候感动是从人来的，甚至是从撒旦来的。
The light in you, that's why you need to continue to remain in the light in the Bible.
所以呢，当光在我们的里面呢，我们要继续住在光里面。
And when we look at all these beautiful trees, look at all these branches.
但当我们看到这么 美好的树木的时候，看到这个树上的树枝的时候，
That always each tree have only one trunk.
但是呢，每一个树只有一个主干。
Maybe hundreds of branches.
可能有成百的这个枝子。
And that's why Jesus used this example.
所以呢，耶稣用这个比喻。
I'm the vine.
所以我是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你是枝子。
Whoever connect remain in me, I'll be with him.
那谁住在我的里面呢？我就住在他的里面。
And you said, hey, am I already in Jesus? Yes, you do.
那我们可能说，我们怎么样住在主的里面呢？是的，你已经住在主的里面。
When you believe the Holy Spirit will come to you, whether you like it or not, the Holy Spirit is in you.
不管我们承认不承认，高兴不高兴，耶稣基督的灵已经住在我们的里面。
You are the children of God.
那你已经是神的儿女。
So, when you believe, you say, "Hey, done deal." After that, you don't do anything.
当你真正的相信的时候呢，那个时候就是定了，就是你。
Then you remain to be a baby.
但是呢？你们就是一个婴孩在那里。
Have you seen a baby, 10 years old baby? Have you seen one?
你看到一个十年的一个婴孩吗？
After the first year, it should grow. But if we don't read the Bible, don't grow, we are like a baby for 10 years.
所以呢，就是应该说一岁以后就要长大，但是呢，不读圣经的话，我们可能就不长大。
Very strange.
就觉得非常的奇怪。
A 10 years old baby without growing is abnormal. The head is very big, the body very small, and everything will be distorted.
所以一个十岁的人，如果他还没有成长的话，可能头很大，身体很小，好多东西是不成比例。
So next time you should go to internet, look at like 10 years old baby without growing, that's a disease.
下一次在这个网上你可以查看，就是说有这样一种。
There's a lot of questions are because we don't read the Bible, we don't grow.
有些孩子呢，头脑长得很大，身体长得很小，不。
Jesus promised, if you remain in me, I will remain in you. That's a promise.
那圣经里面讲呢，就是如果你住在我的里面，我就住在你的里面。
And also said, if you are away from me, it's like the branches cut off, it's only suit for burning.
他也讲到呢，就是你像树枝一样，如果你不在我的里面呢，就砍下来丢了，扔在火里。
What does it mean by remaining in Christ?
那怎么样才叫做住在主里面呢？
Remaining in Christ means, Jesus explained itself, if you are remain in me, I will remain in you,My word will remain in you.
说怎么样住在主里面？他说，如果你住在主里面，我就住在你里面。他说是我的话住在你的里面。
That is in the John chapter 15. If you remain in me, my word will remain in you.
这约翰福音十五章里面讲到，如果你住在我的里面，就是我的话语住在你的里面。
Not other people's word in you.
别人的话住在你的里面。
My words
是我的话。
Not the world philosophy, remain in you.
不是，就是说世界上的哲学家的话在你的里面。
Not the PhD remain in you.
不是你的博士学位是在你的里面。
That is God's word, which is the Bible.
这是神的话，这就是圣经。
If you want the same, it's Jesus. Jesus is the word incarnate.
我们说耶稣基督，耶稣基督就是生的话，道成了肉身。
From the beginning, that's the word. The word come down to show up himself, show us himself.
所以在创世之前呢，就有生的话，但是今天他来到我们的中间，彰显他自己。
A lot of us worship movie star.
好多我们中间有人呢，就是真的在敬拜一些电影明星。
And read everything about the star。
嗯，好像要读啊、阅读啊、看这个电影明星所有的一切。
But actually, when the star come to talk to you, hey, I'm here. Then you throw away the story. You talk to him right away.
但是呢，真正这个电影明星跟你来讲话的时候，说我在这里的时候呢，你就把那些所读的东西放在一边。
Because you see the real person now.
因为你看到了真正的人。
You can ask. You can talk.
你可以来讲话，你可以来问问题。
And Jesus is with you right now. Not only he write down his story, and also you can talk to him.
那今天呢，耶稣不仅仅是把他的故事记载在这里，而且你可以亲自和他。
He's a living God.
因为他是活着的神。
So the condition is, if you remain in me, not just the beginning, continue remain in me, continue to fit yourself, with God's word.
他见到你住在我的里面，不仅仅是一开始住在我的里面，而是不断的住在我的里面，不断的用神的话。
Yeah, to keep yourself healthy spiritually, you have to keep eating.
啊，你要先让你自己不断的来健康的话，你就有不断的来
良
好的饮食。
Then is called the branches, with is connected to the wine now.
那这就是讲到的呢，就是枝子连在葡萄树上。
If you can do it, if you read God's word, and that's a reward there.
那如果你常常读圣经呢，会有一个赏赐。
Whatever you pray will be given to you.
这里讲到呢，就是说你祷告的主就要成全。
It will be done for you.
因为他会为你成全。
We always want the last part. We don't want the first two part.
那我们常常呢，就是说你要要后面的结果，但是不要前面的两个结果。
I want the result, but I don't want to read God's word. I don't want to remain in Him. It doesn't work.
那我们常常呢想到的就是我要后面的这个祝福，但是呢不想读圣经，这个是不行的。
I want to get warm, but you don't want to go under the sunshine, and you go to the whatever is a cool, you know, place. You will never get warm.
那你想要来得到温暖呢，你不会，你又不想待在太阳底下，又常常到待阴凉的地方，你不可能。
There's no such thing.
没有这样一回事情。
So, you say, I understand God everything. You don't know the Bible. Then how can you say, I understand? Because there's no such thing.
那如果你说我认得神，我理解神，但是呢，你又不读圣经，这是不可能的。
That's why...Jesus promised. That's a reward in reading the Bible because what you ask will be answered.
所以这里讲到呢，耶稣就给一个应许，说你所问的就会答应。
Because God's words have power.
因为神的话语带着能力。
God's word is Jesus' word.
就是神的话就是。
It will deliver.
他就会来释放我们。
That's why when you are connected.To the branches, union with God, with Jesus, you will have the mind of Jesus.
所以呢，当我们借着这个枝子连在葡萄树上的时候，我们就有了他的，以他的心为心。
What you pray for will be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵就会让他实现它。
Your thinking will not drift around, wandering around everywhere.
那我们的思想也不会就是到处乱飘。
And with no judgment, with no understanding.
到处乱飘，不会，到处没有定见。
So that's why Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, I will shine on your darkness through my words.
所以呢，耶稣讲，我是光，我的光呢，照在黑暗里面，就通过我的话。
My words have power, is light and spirit.
那他说呢，我的话就是光，就是这个灵。
That's in John 6:63. My word is my word is spirit and life too.
所以在约翰福音第六章呢，讲到就是我的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
So brother and sister, I encourage you to touch on the power.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，我就是鼓励你呢，你真正来触摸这个能力。
You just need to touch.
你就是需要来触摸。
You become truly alive.
你就真正的活起来。
when the woman with 12 years internal bleeding.
有一个圣经里面记载一个女人呢，她有好多年的一个血漏。
And nobody can cure her.
没有人能够来医治她。
And finally, he sees her passing by.
但是呢，后来他看到耶稣走过。
But there's hundreds of people surrounding Jesus.
那成百的人呢，围着耶稣。
He couldn't get into Jesus. He couldn't even call it so loud.
他甚至不能不能这个靠近耶稣，因为太多的人。
Somehow he pressed on.
但是呢，他努力。
He wants to be healed.
因为他要。要得医治。
He want life.
他要希望得医治，他要希望得生命。
He doesn't want another thing.
他不想要别的东西。
Without health, there's no life.
那因为当然也没有健康的话，也是。
Money cannot buy your life.
因为你钱也不可能带给你生命。
When you're sick, you want to be healthy. You don't want money.
那你说你要这个健康的话呢？你不是说要只要钱？
This woman very smart.
This 个女人呢非常的聪明。
Think about a little woman with sickness.
那想想
There's thousands of men there. Everybody wants to be healed by Jesus. He just keep pressing on.
啊，你想想，就是说这个女人非常的特别，就是那么多的人拥挤着耶稣，但是呢，她不断的就是往前挤。
He's seeking Jesus, seeking to be healed, seeking the source of life.
那她不断的要往前挤，就是要来寻求生命的源头，寻求帮助。
Finally, within the striking distance, he just touch.
那。最后呢最终的时候呢，他能够触摸到耶稣。
And the Bible said he just touched Jesus.
啊，他圣经里面讲的是他摸了耶稣。
And Jesus said
耶稣说上说停下来。
I feel some power has been given away from me.
我感受到我的能力流出去了。
And all the disciples say, hey, there's a hundred people around you, you know. And someone, of course, someone touched you, someone passed on you. He said, no, who touched me?
蒙托就说，成百上千的拥挤你，所有的人都在摸你。但是耶稣说，不是的，是有人在摸我。
Jesus knows your heart. If you want to touch Jesus, he knows.
那所以当耶稣知道你的心，如果你要摸耶稣，耶稣知道的。
If you want to touch the world, he knows.
如果你要这个摸他的话语，他知道的。
If you want to be self-glorified, he knows.
如果你自我要荣耀你自己，他也知道。
The person seek God with all her heart will be found by God.
那有人当时全心的来寻求神的时候，神也会找到他。
There is Psalm 147. If you seek him with all your heart, he will be found by you.
所以诗篇147便讲呢，你全心寻求主，你就被寻见，他就被寻见。
So when you pray, learn from this woman.
所以你祷告的时候，从这个女人那边要学习。
Because Jesus' word is here.
因为耶稣的话在这里。
Just touch.
要来触摸他。
Read.
你来读它。
And no.
你要知道。
You say I'm just beginner.
有的人说哦，我只是一个初学者。
I don't know much.
我知道的不多。
I just believe Christ. I haven't read the Bible for 5 years.
我现在就是相信耶稣，但5年都没读圣经了。
I never really read God's word.
我从来也不会读圣的话语。
But I tell you, my brother and sister, the best way to do it is now.
那弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你，真正要好好的做呢，从今天开始。
Just do it now, your prayer will be answered. God knows your heart.
从今天开始的时候呢，你的这个祷告就要得垂听。
You read the Bible, start to read the Bible. God knows your desire, and He start to answer your prayer.
那神呢知道你心里面的渴望，他会开始来 答应你的祷告。
Because God knows every heart, you are touching God now.
那当你今天来触摸神的时候，他知道每一个人的心。
If,
他也知道你的触摸。
If you go to Italy in the Sistine Chapel, in forest, that is a painting up there.
那你如果意大利呢？你看到在这个在这个。那个城市的一个 chapel 里，就是一个教堂。
There's a painting up there.
那有一幅油画。
It's called Creation of Adam.
就是亚当和创造。
And the creation of Adam is like this. God touched, but not yet.
对 ，Yes.
God is on the lean forward side. Adam is receiving side.
就是亚当呢在接受的那一方面。神呢在给的那一方面，但是呢还没有接触。
Michelangelo is the artist.
米开朗基罗呢是这个作家。
Actually, you think you touch God? No, God is waiting for you to be touched.
我们觉着我们是在触摸神，其实是神在等待我们触摸他。
God is waiting in this posture for a long time.
就是神呢从这个姿势呢他已经很长时间了，
等了很长时间。Then he's waiting for you to touch him.
他在等待你来触摸他。
Then he move forward, please touch me. Then you get away.
当他往前走的时候，你又往后缩。
He keep moving, you keep getting away. But now today you gonna come back, you gonna touch him.
他在往前走，你就往后缩。他今天你就要来往前走来触摸他。
You don't need to touch a lot. When you just move forward, you already touch him.
但是你只要往前走一步，你就可以触摸到他。
So the Bible says, if you remain in me, remain in my word.Continue to read my word. Your answer, your prayer will be answered.
所以圣经里面讲到呢，你不断住在我的里面，我的话语住在你的里面，你的祷告就
Your prayer is not answered because you never really touched God.
如果你的祷告没有蒙垂听，很可能你没有真正的来触摸神。
Touch God means touch the Bible.
那触摸神呢，就是要触摸他的话语。
Start from beginning, a little touch.
就从小的开始，就是一点点的触摸。
Then、you will be remain, you will remain in Him. Then you can claim the promise. Your prayer will be answered.
所以呢，然后你的应许一个一个实现，你的祷告一个一个蒙垂听。
At the end of chapter 15, Jesus said one more time, "You did not choose me; I chose you."
在这个约翰福音十五章最后也讲到，不是你拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
Yeah, my wife said the same thing to me.
我的太太常常同样的讲法。
You never chose me, I chose you.
她说不是你拣选了我，是我拣选。
I said, yeah.
她说是是是，我就说是是是。
Never argue.
我们从来不跟她争论。
God is the same thing, never argue. I chose you, you did not choose me. Of course, before the creation of the world, you were not even born.
神呢也是同样，就是说你不要跟他去争论。他说我拣选了你，不是你装拣选了我，而且在创世纪之前就拣选了你。
I choose you for one reason to bear fruit.
我呢拣选你有一个目的，就是让你来结果子。
So whether you like it or not, you're a Christian. God wants you to bear fruit.
不管你喜欢还是不喜欢，作为基督徒呢，你就是要结果子。
The fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
你结的果子呢，就是圣灵的九个果子，就是忍耐啊，脾气了。
But if you don't read the Bible, how do you that is a nine fruit of Holy Spirit?
那你如果你不读圣经的话，你怎么知道圣灵会有这九个果子呢？
Oh, you bear fruit. You can think of, hey, bear fruit means I go to the garden and plant a lot of things.
有时候我们觉得我们要结果子，就是到菜园里面种点好多的菜。
In business, you know, I just make more money, you know, and make a big company and donate some money to build the church.
有时候我们觉得哦，我做生意呢，做了生意给教会捐献些钱呢，来建一个教堂。
The Bible talking about not temporary food is eternal food.
圣经讲的呢，不是暂时的食物，是永远的食物。
Not the accomplishment this world is accomplished in kingdom.
那不仅仅是暂时的一些成就，而是呢我们永远的成就。
Store up treasure in heaven.
所以圣经上讲呢，要存这个财宝在天上。
In this world is all temporary.
世界上呢都是暂时的。
It won't last.
它不会长久。
People won't last.
人也不会长久。
Company won't last.
你的公司也不会长久。
History won't last.
历史也不会长久。
Only you will last because you're in Christ.
啊，唯有你能够长久，因为你在基督里面。Hallelujah.
So you are blessed. You have to know you are blessed.
所以我们每一个人都要知道我们是被祝福的。
But you have to understand why you're blessed. Why still a lot of prayer is not answered? Because you don't even read the God's word.
那我们好多时候说我是受祝福，但是好多的这个祷告没有人会听，因为我们还没有读好好的读圣经。
God's word give you the wisdom to us.
所以圣经呢也给我们智慧，让我们知道怎么样来求。
Without God's word, it's like my son. Father, I just want ice cream.
啊。我没有神的话就像我们的孩子一样，就是说
It tastes good.
父亲我就是要一个冰激凌，因为它味道很好。
So we're eating steak. He said put some ice cream on the steak.
我们这个在吃这个牛排的时候，他说放点 ice cream, 放点
冰激凌。 It ruined the whole steak.
最后呢整个的牛排都不好吃了。
Because he don't understand.
因为他不明白。
He is not mature.
因为没有成熟。
He don't read the how to make steak.
那么他不知道怎么样来做一个牛排。
But now he understand.
但是现在明白了。
When I tell him, hey, you want ice cream everywhere, he denied that. He said, no, I'm not that stupid.
现在他就不会这样做了。我说你是不是这个冰激凌要放在所有的东西上面？他说不是了，现在没有那么笨了。
Because he becoming smart, because he read what is the right thing to do.
因为现在他知道该做什么了。
God give you the right thing. This is a power. When you touch, there's a power in God's word. It's a living word.
所以神呢，可以把话语给他，就是当我们来触摸的时候呢，就有力量。
Start somewhere.
所以呢，就要从某个地方开始。
Then your answer will be, your prayer will be answered when you will bear fruit in your life.
所以呢，我们的祷告就蒙垂听，而且呢，我们会来结果子。
Then you can become what you think about all day long, because God give you the wisdom to be yourself.
你会成就你的梦想，你要成就的事情，因为神会把智慧也赐给你。
God is a dream maker.
他神也是一个梦想家。
Right? You pick your dream will pick your future. God will help you.
因为你有你的梦想，但是神会帮助你成就你的梦想。Amen.
So, the first one read the Bible.
所以呢，今天
就来读圣经。 And let the light of the truth shine in us.
让真理的亮光照在我们的心里。
And we fully know we are God's children.
我们要很清楚地知道我们是神的儿女。
We have God's life.
我们有神的生命在里面。
Not other people. We have God's life. We live in the life of Trinity.
那我们今天呢，就是说，我们是活在三位一体的主里面，我们有生命。
You are truly blessed, but you must continue, and you want to be happy in this world, then you read the Bible and touch His power.
我们是受祝福的，但是呢，要想继续的受祝福呢，我们要来读神的话语，
will,
被他的神能力来触摸。
And the Lord will shine on you.
我们神呢，继续会来光照我们。
Thank you.
Amen. 谢谢，谢谢。大家听明白我们弟兄讲的话了没有？他的心肠是怎么样的？我们听话语的时候，我们要听一个人所领受的他的那个心里面。读圣经，我们的弟兄常常强调，原因很简单，因为这就是真理。所以今天我们听了呢，不是说听了一遍道，下面接下来我们就要吃午餐，不是这样。听了以后呢，我们要去做。圣经里面讲呢，做的就有福了，做的就有福了。就是说我弟兄讲的每一句话我都非常非常的阿们，从弟兄的生命里面出来的，神怎么样来光照他，怎么样来教导他，甚至在过去的日子里面怎么样来光教他。所以我们听了以后呢，就是说我们来有一个正确的一个回应非常重要。我觉得虽然我们今天呢在这里成人，也就是七八个成人，但是呢神为什么借着弟兄讲这么一篇非常非常具有激情的passionate 的一个道呢？因为我们在座的人真的是神的宝贝，而且呢神让我们会借很多的果子，所以神会差派弟兄来这样给我们讲道。他讲道的时候呢，我就想到一句这个神接着先知给我发的预言， 有好几次一个先知发愿，他说呢，你就是栽了几棵树，最后就变成了森林。我常常想到我就是要栽几棵树，它就要变成森林。今天我们后面见每一个人呢，可能只栽几棵树，但是后面呢一大片的森林，这就是生命的价值。怎么栽呢？从我们开始。今天回去我们就开始好好的读圣经，如果你已经在读的话呢，让我们弟兄今天的这个道呢来激励你。如果你没有好好读的话呢，从今天开始要在主的面前也做一个决定，要来开始读圣经，没有任何的借口。但是呢，撒旦会给你很多的借口，听见没有？因为非常的简单，撒旦怎么样？为什么会给你很多的借口不让你读圣经？为什么？对了，撒旦不想让你得生命，撒旦不想让你得能力，撒旦呢常常让你在劳苦中间劳苦一辈子，就像那个亚当的咒诅在你身上，汗流满面才得糊口，最后来自尘土归于尘土。但是呢，耶稣不是这样的，他说你到我跟前来的呢怎么样？耶稣说怎么样？我要让你得安息。今天要不要得安息？要得休息要不要事半功倍？那就来到耶稣的跟前。今天弟兄呢，他是从他的这个心里面讲的啊，过去挣很多的钱，但是最后差点连命都没了。那今天讲的是从他心里讲的，他一直不断的读神的话语，有能力在他的里面。好，我们一起来接受这个今天的这个信息，在我们的里面我敞开心来接受。从今天开始我们好好来读圣经，哈利路亚。圣诞时代中我们再次的说，主啊，我们愿意接受今天你的这个话语借着弟兄的道让你的话语进到我们的心里面，就是我们要住在你的里面，让你也住在我们的里面。我们怎么住在你的里面？就是住在你的话语里面。圣诞，没有你的话语真的就没有灯，没有亮光。圣诞，我们今天再次说我们愿意，主啊，时代中当我们愿意的时候，你必然会来帮助我们，我们能够能够兴出来，能够做起来。主啊，是的，我们感谢你。主啊，我们没有任何的借口，因为人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话。主啊，是的，主，那食物养我们的肉体，唯有神的话语养我们的整个的生命。哈利路亚，感谢主，赞美主。主啊，你今天来把这样一个信息深深的放在我们的里面，让我们把这样一个信息，这样一个能力也要传给我们周围的人。我们感谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。